We're talking today with the chairman of the Federation Division of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Richard Gephardt from Northeastern Oklahoma. And Richard, Federation most certainly has done several things in the last few years to really try to raise your identity a little bit, let cattle producers understand a little bit more about how the Federation really represents these beef councils from all across the United States.
You know, that's correct. The Federation is an independent organization. The executive committee just reviewed our doctrine and our documents about that, reaffirmed those, and we're happy with they stand. And I think the board of directors may do the same at the directors' meeting on Friday.
Well, when we think about how you all are directing basically approximately half of the checkoff dollars these days, are you continue to try to do some things in concert with the beef board in order to try to keep enough dollars flowing to some of these key projects?
You know, that's one of the things I'm most happy at the end of the 50th anniversary for the Federation of State Beef Councils is in the last couple of years the cooperation we've had with my counterparts Weldon Wynn on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, especially in the operating committee. Those dollars, as they get fewer and fewer, become more and more precious, and I think it's more important for us to use them very effectively and very efficiently.
From your point of view, your Federation hat, are you pleased with the direction of the Beef Board and basically the oversight that they've received from OIG, from the Ag Marketing Service regarding how they're handling the checkoff? I know that's really... They're looking at that pot of money, not necessarily the pot of money that you all represent, but yet it still is tied together.
You know, I think you'd go have to talk to Polly and let her address that issue with you and everything. I am extremely happy with the efforts that the Federation has made in the last 4 years, starting way back when Scott George was, to make sure that we live with the firewall. You know, we hired an independent review and audit compliance guy. It is foremost in our mind that we don't cross that thing.
And you still, of course, have some detractors. You've got some other smaller producer groups that continue to say that NCBA crosses that line. And when it comes to lobbying efforts, country of origin labeling was one of the things that's been talked about most recently. Are you satisfied that firewall has stayed up high?
Oh, I'm very satisfied with it. I work with Polly and her CFO. I am in Weldon all the time to make sure that thing is not breached. You know, I think more importantly, instead of focusing on this firewall, we need to look at the changes operationally that the Federation has made in the last 3 years.
Regarding that, what are things that really matter back out in the country to the cattle producer, you think?
Well, I think always the control of the checkoff through the qualified state beef councils, I think, is we can never sacrifice that. I think our representation on the operating committee is half of it, the Federation being allowed to select half of that, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board select half, and then the supermajority, you know, requiring a supermajority to allocate those funds. But there's even more fundamental strategic directions that we've changed in the last several years that I think are even more important.
Regarding the fact that we've got quite a few of your state beef councils, particularly from cattle surplus states where they got more cattle than people, they have really tried to work together and they've really tried to target some funding both domestically as well as working with USMEF, it seems like.
Yeah, you know, this year, the culmination of a couple of years, when you move a federation, building consensus takes a little bit, and we want to make sure we got right. But we had a fundamental change in our strategy of consumer, trying to influence consumers, when we this year went to a focus on the millennials. And we also, the means to get to the millennials, we focused on the digital methods. And I got to tell you, the other thing that we're doing, getting much better of, and there's always room for more improvement, is we're being data-driven in our allocation, our decision-making deals. We're trying to do things, post-surveys and stuff, to make sure that we've changed things in consumers' minds.
How do you see, and I know that this is something that you're always interested in, is the communication aspects. Do you feel like that the Federation has aided the communication aspects or the, you know, communication efforts within the Federation of State Beef Councils?
Well, the small staff that does represent the Federation, Todd Johnson and stuff, who's, you know, I got to tell Todd thank you for this year. He's been a great help and everything. They do. Without that, I don't know of any other mechanism to coordinate that Federation. And I think it's important that we realize it's not a monolithic, top-down driven organization. The word Federation means exactly that. We've got to come to agreement and collaborate with each other and cooperate. And the Federation staff at Denver does a great job of facilitating that process.
And that would include, obviously, swapping ideas that work from one region to another.
That's exactly right. We do that through between the state beef councils, and Todd up there monitors that. I got to say, you know, we have a very strong executive committee that parallels the regional structure in NCBA. It's just a team effort. It takes all of them.